Mrs. Schlafly is a constitutional attorney, pro-family leader, and author of 20 books, including Feminist Fantasies. And now the president of Eagle Forum, Phyllis Schlafly.
The South Carolina legislature has the radical idea that state colleges should use tax dollars to teach students about America, rather than spend time teaching them about the homosexual culture. Last year, the College of Charleston assigned a novel about the author's childhood as a lesbian as required reading for the entire campus. The University of South Carolina required all its first-year writing students to read a collection of stories from a gay and lesbian radio show. Students who objected were not allowed to opt out. As a result of this nonsense, the state legislature cut $52,000 and $17,000 from the two college budgets. Recently, the legislature passed a revised budget that restores the funding, but the legislators have insisted that the money be used for instruction on the Constitution, the Declaration of Independence, and the Federalist Papers, as well as for the study of American institutions and ideals. This will put both schools back in compliance with a 90-year-old state law that says that state colleges must require courses on American founding documents. The new bill also states that any mandatory reading assignment must include an alternative for students who say the mandatory book conflicts with their religious beliefs. Now, naturally, the ACLU and other leftist organizations are hopping mad, and they're calling this an assault on academic freedom. I don't see how. The schools are still allowed to teach what they want. They just cannot cram homosexual propaganda down the throats of unwilling students. And if taxpayers are footing the bill, I think it makes good sense to use the money to make students knowledgeable about the country we live in. I can't think of anything better for that than the study of America's founding documents. I wish more states would pass requirements like South Carolina did.
The clear and intentional assault on religious freedom by the Obama administration is documented in a new book by Phyllis Schlafly and George Neumeyer titled No Higher Power, Obama's War on Religious Freedom. You can help stop the campaign to secularize America. Get your copy of No Higher Power on Amazon, Barnes & Noble, or eagleforum.org. That's eagleforum.org. Thanks for listening, and join us again for the Phyllis Schlafly Report.
Earthquakes, hurricanes, nuclear accidents, terror attacks, and all-out social collapse. With the world today more volatile than ever, the future has never looked more uncertain. Survivalist Magazine is the one resource you can't afford to be without. Claim your free trial subscription now at www.survivalist.com, and your first issue ships immediately. Get all the details and more at www.survivalist.com or order by phone. Call 1-866-437-6570. Your survival may depend on it.
Americans are reeling from Obamacare, higher prices, and an epidemic of policy lapses. AsiaRunLikeHellGuide.com has you covered. World-class medical and surgery at one of Asia's most modern hospitals. 300 doctors, surgeons, and dentists serving 300,000 patients a year. Fractions of U.S. prices. Friends or family forced to go out of pocket? Avoid bankruptcy. Tell them to run. Run like hell. Hit us up now. We'll show you how. AsiaRunLikeHellGuide.com.
Now there's an amazing new natural antibiotic every person must have.
It's Cells Alive Silver Solution, and it destroys over 650 hard-to-kill viruses, fungus, bacteria, and much more. Cells Alive Silver Solution has no expiration date, is great for emergency kits and storage shelters, and comes in 8 or 16-ounce bottles. Order today at 888-910-4367 or visit hempusa.org. Hempusa.org, 100% chemical-free superfoods and unique health products.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Hi, my name is David Merlin from TakeFromCaesar.us. Income is defined in the tax code. All property is a cost, including labor, according to statute. You're deprived of the provisions of Section 83 whenever you pay an income tax on your compensation. According to Section 83, only the excess over the amount paid is gross income. The government can't so much as provide an interpretation of Section 83 of its own. Get your paradigm shift and understanding today at TakeFromCaesar.us.
The American dream has become a nightmare. Signs of the time are on cardboard on corners in town.
All right, folks, we are back. You're the National Intel Report. Hey, listen, John Stadtmiller asked me to fill in for him today. I'm Clint Richardson. I do a show here in another 2 hours called The Corporation Nation. You might want to join me today. Should be fun. We're having a little Bible discussion today. Now, you know, I don't offer you anything, folks. I'm not here to offend you. I'm here to either offer you the red pill or the blue pill. You can choose which one you want to take. All you got to do is click the little switch that says off and come back tomorrow and hear John, and all can be right as rain. You can be inserted back in the Matrix, whatever you want to do. All I'm offering you is reality, not the truth. I'm offering you absolutely source-documented proof of reality. Which is funny, because it's the reality of fiction. So let me read that again. Now, this is Horace Greeley, founder of the New York Tribune. Here's what he said after the Civil War here. When supposedly all the slaves were set free, which means they were enfranchised, which means they became enslaved in a different way, voluntarily. We have stricken the slave shackles from 4 million human beings and brought all laborers to a common level, not so much by the elevation of former slaves, as by particularly reducing the whole working population, hey, that's you folks, white and black, to a condition of serfdom. While boasting of our noble deeds, we are careful to conceal the ugly fact that by an iniquitous money system, we have nationalized a system of oppression which, though more refined, is not less cruel than the old system of chattel slavery. I concur, sir. Let me tell you what Lincoln did because of Horace Greeley's comments and others like him, people like me who are actually speaking out against this tyrannical thing we call government. Lincoln's order of May 18, 1864 said the following. That's order by force, of course. Executive means force. It says, you will take possession by military force of the printing establishments of the New York World and Journal of Commerce and prohibit any further publication thereof. You are therefore commanded forthwith to arrest and imprison the editors, proprietors, and publishers of the aforementioned newspapers. That, again, 1864. We can't have criticism over our tyranny now, can we? Oh, but wait a minute. That's unconstitutional. No, it's not, folks. It's a lie, that word. It's a fiction. You know what? Patriotism, folks. Here, let me offend you some more. Patriotism is no different and actually is created from Zionism. There's a book called Zionism and Patriotism. In fact, you can read it. Patriotism is no different than Zionism. You, here in California, Utah, Texas, even Pennsylvania, you are worshiping a state that is not even a part of your bond, your country. You're worshiping a foreign entity strictly by belief, strictly by faith. It's a religious belief. That's what patriotism is. It's no different than Zionism, I'm sorry to tell you. And again, all I'm here to do is give you the reality. Just that. What did Lincoln think about slavery anyway? Why would he want the printing presses to cease? Well, what did he send to Horace Greeley? What was Horace Greeley complaining about? This is a letter from Lincoln to Mr. Greeley, the editor there, or founder of New York Tribune. He said, quote, "My paramount object in this struggle is to save the Union, and is not either to save or destroy slavery. If I could save the Union without freeing any slave, I would do it. And if I could save it by freeing some and leaving others alone, I would do that also. What I do about slavery and the colored race, I do because I believe it helps save the Union." What else did he say? Well, he said, Abraham Lincoln in 1958, he said, "I am not, nor have ever been, in favor of bringing about in any way the social and political equality of the white and black races." "Oh, but all men are created equal." Well, wait a minute. That's not true. We're not talking about men anyway, remember? We're talking about persons. "I am not, nor ever have been, in favor of making voters or jurors of Negroes, nor of qualifying them to hold office, nor to intermarry with white people. There is a physical difference between the white and black races, which I believe will forever forbid the two races living together on terms of social and political equality." Now, I'm not saying he was right or wrong. In fact, he sounds kind of right, comparing when we're looking at today's society. But the point is, the Civil War was not about slavery. The Civil War was getting back the property of the United States. Nothing else, nothing more, which he says is saving the Union. In 1860, in his inaugural address, he says, "I have no purpose, directly or indirectly, to interfere with the institution of slavery in the states where it exists. I believe I have no lawful right to do so, and I have no inclination to do so." Of course, the Constitution allows slavery, so how can you possibly think that it's Christian, well, for one? Frederick Douglass said, "No man can be free until all men are free." But he was talking about living, you know, flesh and blood men. You know, history is such a lie. The victors write history. We know who the victors are. Okay. Now, all right, let's go back to the answer. So we understand that the Civil War actually had no ending. Why? Because no treaty was ever actually signed. The war never ended. The question is, was there ever actually a war? Oh, wow. Yeah, we call it the Civil War. We call it the War of Northern Aggression. But was it a war? Can you have a war in one country? No, you can't. You see, a war officially is between two nations. But remember, Confederate States of America was never recognized as a nation, and therefore it never had any privileges, rights, or protections from the laws of nations. It had no allies. Let me tell you what a state is. First of all, if you read your Enabling Acts, the Enabling Act is, well, it's essentially how a state is created. Okay, a state is not, I repeat, not just something that evolves. It is not, let's see, how do I explain this? It's very difficult to explain because I'm cutting through the religion here, patriotism, excuse me. Well, before a state could form, the quote-unquote people who, remember, 80% of the people really couldn't even vote, so it's problematic. The people who are the representatives of the people, the real people, and they are thus the legislature, they have to agree to the Enabling Acts. In order to join the United States, guess what? You have to give up a lot of stuff. Because remember, people were living in United States territory before the state ever existed. Now, I'm not talking about the 13 colonies here, just to be clear, but they are in the same boat because they had to redo their constitutions. in order to fit in with the post-Civil War United States. What does this mean? So, authorization to form a constitution and state government. Well, wait a minute. If you need authorization, that means there's a higher power above you, right? Well, we know that the federal government is the ruler. It's the kingdom. It's everything. In several places, it says that state law is simply color of law compared to federal law, which means that there is no state's rights. Doesn't exist. It's like kind of like the Federal Reserve. Federal Reserve's allowed to make rules, but not laws. Only Congress makes laws. States must follow federal laws, but they can make rules. You can make rules in your household, but you still must follow the law. We'll be back, folks. Stay tuned.
Herbal Healer Academy presents its spring specials. All sizes of our 500 parts per million colloidal silver are on sale, along with products to help you lose weight, like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia, Metabolic Complex, and Pro Metabolic. That's not all. Anti-Parasite Intestinal Freedom, Wormwood Plus Complex, Stevia Liquid Sweetener, and the Super Enzymes are on sale. Visit HerbalHealer.com to order yours. Request our free 128-page catalog. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time. HerbalHealer.com.
Wouldn't it be nice to have one product that replaces more than 10, saving you space, time, and money? HempUSA.org has a complete full-spectrum vitamin mineral detox formulation called Micro Plant Powder Gold. Micro Plant Powder Gold contains 101 vitamins, minerals, probiotics, and iodine, has a 100-year shelf life, and is a perfect addition to any storage shelter. Make Micro Plant Powder Gold your choice. Call 888-910-4367 or visit HempUSA.org today.
Earthquakes, hurricanes, nuclear accidents, terror attacks, and all-out social collapse. With the world today more volatile than ever, the future has never looked more uncertain. Survivalist Magazine is the one resource you can't afford to be without. Claim your free trial subscription now at www.survivalist.com and your first issue ships immediately. Get all the details and more at www.survivalist.com or order by phone. Call 1-866-437-6570. Your survival may depend on it.
Americans are reeling from Obamacare, higher prices, and an epidemic of policy lapses. AsiaRunLikeHellGuide.com has you covered. World-class medical and surgery at one of Asia's most modern hospitals. 300 doctors, surgeons, and dentists serving 300,000 patients a year. Fractions of U.S. prices. Friends or family forced to go out of pocket? Avoid bankruptcy. Tell them to run. Run like hell. Hit us up now. We'll show you how. AsiaRunLikeHellGuide.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Get ready for Real Talk Radio. You're listening to the National Intel Report with your host, John Stadtmiller.
Hey, welcome back, folks. This is Clint Richardson standing in for John Stadtmiller. My show, The Corporation Nation, comes on in about 2 hours. If you'd like to tune in. Now again, I'm only offering you reality today. I'm not going to take calls, by the way. I know it's talk radio, but I've got a soapbox, I've got a platform, and I'm going to use it to hopefully enlighten people, to offer them that red pill and wake some people up here. because this is so important, and we're getting into the very important stuff right now. We've given in the history. We know that the Civil War never officially ended. In order to end the war, quote-unquote, which was actually an executive order from the executive department, there had to be a treaty. There had to be a proclamation of peace. Okay? And we're going to get to that in a second. Those are the two things that would end the war. Now, I want people to also realize that the whole Orwellian notion of 1984, that war is peace, that ignorance is strength, these are true statements. These are very true statements. Peace is just military occupation. That's all it is. It's a state of quote-unquote civility, civil law. It means that a de facto government has come in, replaced the de jure government, and you are participating in it and being good little slaves. Oh, I mean subjects of that government, persons, citizens. That's all peace is. It's just a cessation of hostilities. That's all. It's a war without guns. Although the guns are constantly trained on you, that's why you have a military base there to protect government from you. That's why the police are there in every municipality to protect government and corporations from you. Why don't you burn down Monsanto? Tell me that. Why don't you burn down to the ground Monsanto, this thing that you always complain about? Why? Because there's police to stop you. There's military to stop you. That corporation belongs to government. It doesn't belong to anyone else. It's a corporation started in someone's name. Well, that's not their name. It's government's name. Anything you've ever patented, copyrighted, etc., is all government property. Your car, your house, it's all government property because you don't have the right of inheritance. You are not real. You're not acting as a real man. You're not acting under God. You're voluntarily a slave, a servant. What is the... Let's go to Nevada. Okay, this is where Bundy Ranch happened. Bundy Ranch was a big bunch of baloney. We think we had a victory. We had no victory at all. And that's what my documentary is actually about. Land, federal land, etc. It's all federal land, folks. States are federal land. They're federal territory. That never changed. That's why the jurisdiction extends throughout the whole United States. Section 4 of the Enabling Act... Again, this is the act that was required to be followed in order for Nevada to become a state, and all the other states as well. So the Constitution is based on the Enabling Act, and it says this in the Constitution. What does it say in Section 4? Authorized to form, authorization to form a constitution and state governments. Again, who's authorizing? The federal government. Without that authorization, without the following of the Enabling Acts from the federal government, they can't form a state. Just a corporation, that's all it is. It's not land, it's not soil. It's artificial, it's a piece of paper, it's a thing on a map. It's color on a map, color of law. Authorization to form constitution and state government limitations. These are the limitations. Be it further enacted, the members of the convention thus elected shall meet at the capital of said territory on the first Monday in July next, and after organization shall declare on behalf of the people of said territory that they adopt the Constitution of the United States. Now, folks, no free man in his right mind would have torn their power to a bunch of attorneys to declare on their behalf that they have a new law that they must follow. No man in their right mind would allow a representative to decide what their law is. Problem is, we're not in our right mind. We're not using our mind. We're using an artifice, a citizen. We're not in our right mind. Whereupon the said convention shall be, and it is hereby authorized to form a constitution and state government for said territory, provided that the constitution, when formed, shall be republican and not repugnant to the Constitution of the United States. In other words, the Constitution is the quote-unquote law of the land. When you look up the word land, by the way, is there such a thing as land in the fiction? Is land as a fiction of law really the land, the soil, the mineral deposits, etc.? No. Land means corporation. Nothing else. This is the law of the corporation, and you are enfranchised into that corporation as a person under the surname, the number, etc., etc. You are beasts. the principles of the Declaration of Independence, and provided further that said convention shall, etc., etc. First, that there shall be neither slavery nor involuntary servitude in said state, otherwise than in the punishment of crimes whereof the party shall be duly convicted. Now, all that means is that slavery is legal if you're convicted of a crime. All they have to do is ramrod you through the legal system, through the courts, which are not the judicial system. They are the executive department of government. They are not the third branch of government. There is no such thing anymore, because we are de facto, we are under a corporation that is acting on top of the de jure. Okay? You look at the Department of Justice, you'll see the Bar Association, you'll see all the judges, all the courts. Okay? That's executive. What does that mean? That means all courts are military. There is no justice except military justice. There is no remedy because there is no lawful court. Second, oh, and by the way, neither slavery nor involuntary servitude. That means you can be a voluntary involuntary servitude. That's what citizenship is. The modern citizenship, not the natural, the inheritable blood kind. Second, that perfect toleration of religious sentiment shall be secured, and no inhabitant of such state shall ever be molested in person or property on account of his or her mode of religious worship. You know what that means, folks? The founding fathers were all Masons. 99%. Okay? Masonry is a religion, whether you like it or not. They require you to have a deity, a higher authority. That means you can't kick Jews out. They've been kicked out of 100 times, kicked out of countries. You can't do anything about it. It's religious tolerance. One of the first things that happened was the acceptance of the Jewish religion in America. You think that's coincidental? You can't kick out Satanism. That's why you have a picture of, what was it, Moloch? Or, no, it was the goat, what's his name, Baphomet, going into the courthouse. That's a religious practice. It's perfect toleration of religious sentiment. This is not a Christian nation. If there's anything I want you to get across to you today, this is not in any way a Christian nation, because nations are against Christianity. Real, true Christianity of the Bible. Not a church, not a corporation. All churches are corporations of the state, and therefore all roads lead to Rome. Doesn't matter what denomination. You want to understand this? There's this great site I found. Write this down. Bible versus Constitution. That's Bible versus, spelled out, Constitution.org. Go to chapter 11. You will be astounded to find out how absolutely this is not a Christian nation. I could tell you I'm Christian all I want. How do I prove it? I act like a Christian. We are not acting in any way like a Christian. No law is Christian. It's legal is not Christian, folks. We'll be back, folks. Stay tuned. Around the clouds, what goes up must come down.
How important is the air you breathe? Our air purifiers produce activated oxygen, called Aran. Activated oxygen is the natural enemy of odors, pollutants, and many other harmful substances, yet it's completely safe. Our powerful air purifiers unleash the power of a thunderstorm, destroying pollutants in the air we breathe. It destroys many viruses, bacteria, and fungi, kills molds, and oxidizes chemical fumes and toxic gases. It removes smoke, pollen, and pet odors. Made with quality stainless steel, our portable air purifiers come with a manufacturer's 4-year warranty. If you haven't experienced the Aran process of fresh, clean air, then call us today and receive 10% off your order. 877-605-9200. Again, that's 877-605-9200. Time for you to breathe clearly again. 877-605-9200.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Nice shooting. Hey, that's a sweet AK-47 chest rig. Is that multicam?
Yep, got it from StrikeHardGear.com.
Strike what?
StrikeHardGear.com.
Set your sights on StrikeHardGear.com. Tough, tactical gear for your Soviet-style weapon that's made in the USA. Affordable, plus a no-questions-asked 30-day money-back guarantee and lifetime replacement warranty. StrikeHardGear.com. Go ahead, pull the trigger.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite really works. Here is what people are saying.
A year ago, I was realizing that I was in serious problems with my heart. You know, I had these chest pains and so on. I realized that I had to do something and quick. I didn't want to go the medical route. So I started in doing some investigating, and somebody told me about these heart drops. I got on the heart drops prescribed dosage. Within 2 weeks, I immediately started seeing the results. This is working. I'm going to stick with it. I can't deny the fact that when I got on the heart drops initially, there was immediate help, an immediate turnaround.
To get your Extendovite, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
What are you thinking? Micro plant powder with iodine and probiotics for a total body detox for around $10 a month. HempUSA.org has 12 formulations of micro plant powder for absorbing and removing toxins from your kidneys, liver, blood, lungs, stomach, and colon, and feel better than ever. It alkalizes, oxygenates, kills parasites, does the job of 10 products. That saves you space, time, and money. Call 888-910-4367 only at HempUSA.org.
Earthquakes, hurricanes, nuclear accidents, terror attacks, and all-out social collapse. With the world today more volatile than ever, the future has never looked more uncertain. Survivalist Magazine is the one resource you can't afford to be without. Claim your free trial subscription now at www.survivalist.com, and your first issue ships immediately. Get all the details and more at www.survivalist.com or order by phone. Call 1-866-437-6570. Your survival may depend on it.
Americans are reeling from Obamacare, higher prices, and an epidemic of policy lapses. AsiaRunLikeHellGuide.com has you covered. World-class medical and surgery at one of Asia's most modern hospitals. 300 doctors, surgeons, and dentists serving 300,000 patients a year. Fractions of U.S. prices. Friends or family forced to go out of pocket? Avoid bankruptcy. Tell them to run. Run like hell. Hit us up now. We'll show you how. AsiaRunLikeHellGuide.com.
Some say life will beat you down and break your heart, steal your crown. So I've started out for God knows where.
Welcome back, folks. Let me tell you something about John Stadtmiller. I'm a loose cannon. I told John over a couple of drinks that I can't be censored. If you censor me ever, that the first people to know are going to be my audience or his audience for his station. And I want to commend him again for first of all for asking me to do the show. Second of all for now asking me to substitute host for him. Like I said, the guy is legitimate. There's a lot of people who've contacted me and said, "Why are you on RBN?" etc., etc., etc. I'm here to tell you John is legitimate. Who else would allow me to do what I'm doing today? And especially on my show. So I want to give my kudos, my respect. Let me tell you why we're not a Christian nation. Let me read out of the Bible. Because one of the most important things out of the Bible, the biggest part of the Bible, two things. Don't respect persons, and do not take or respect flattering titles. That means doctor, lawyer, representative, legislature, judge. Do not respect titles. Titles can only be applied to names, you see. And the names aren't ours in the first place. Romans 2:11 says, "For there is no respect of persons with God." Job 32:21 says, "Let me not, I pray you, accept any man's person. Neither let him give me flattering titles unto any man." Philippians 4:11. Not that I speak in respect of want, for I have learned in whatsoever state I am therewith to be content. I am that I am. I'm not a person. I'm not a name. I'm not a number. I am that I am. That was little embellishment there. James 2:9. But if you have respect to persons, ye shall commit sin and are convinced of the law of the transgressors. Who's the transgressor, folks? It's government. To have respect of persons is not good. For a piece of bread, that man will transgress. That's a proverb. That was pre-Christian. Lest there be any fornicator or profane person as Esau, who for one morsel of meat sold his birthright. Hebrews 12:16. What have you done, folks? You've sold your birthright, your right to bear arms, your birthright. You don't have inheritable blood. Because you're citizens, you're persons, and you're respecting the person of government, the corporation, the person of legislators, the title, the flattering title. You understand? If you read the Bible, you take out the science fiction, and you look at it as sort of a legal advice book. It's really the anti-legal advice book. It tells you to stay out of all these things that we've got ourselves trapped in, the Constitution of debt. That's why it's such an important book. And of course, that's why it's been so demonized. That's why churches were created, corporations, 501c3s, to create doctrines and images. What does the Bible say? No images. Come on, you can't have images. You can't do any of those things. What else does the Bible say? It says never, ever take an oath. Never take God's name in vain by taking an oath through him to something artificial, especially a person. The whole government is based on oaths. What else does it say? Take no mark. Well, what do you think the number is? Never become a surety. You'll smart for it. Well, what do? At birth, we're a surety in bondage through our birth certificate. Never respect fictional persons. All we do is respect fictional persons' titles. Government says love and live under mammon, under money, under wealth. What does the Bible say? Love and live in reality. Have no money. Have no mammon. You can't have two masters. Government says place a commercial value, an artificial value on things. What does the Bible say? Value everything as creations of God equally. Dirt and gold have no distinction. Dirt is more important than gold because it grows food that sustains us. You see, these are the things we need to know, and how they apply to the legal. It is an anti-legal book. It is not the story of God. It is the story of the fall of man into fiction. That's how we fall. That's how we've fallen, and that's why we're slaves. What else does the Enabling Act say? Now, this is the most important thing, because this is where the federal land debates come. Third, in the Enabling Act, that the people inhabiting said territory, again, it's a territory before it was a state, and of course that means the territory never disappeared, the people inhabiting said territory do agree and declare that they forever disclaim all right and title to the appropriated, unappropriated public lands lying within said territory, and that the same shall be and remain at the sole and entire disposition of the United States. You get that, folks? You could fight, you could be all patriotic and say, that's state land, not federal land. BS. It's federal land. Your representatives, those people who declared that these Enabling Act were acceptable on your behalf when your ancestors couldn't even vote, they're the ones that gave all those public lands over. Which is almost a ridiculous notion, because all land is technically federal land. Because why? It's the law of the land. Land in the fiction is simply a piece of paper, a colored-in map, showing jurisdiction. It's not real. It's artificial, but as long as you believe in it, like you believe in religion, then it's real to you. Your person, your name is real. You act as your person instead of acting, again, as the Bible tells you to act. And Bible isn't even religion, hardly. It's like the best avoidance of traps, legal traps, that you could possibly ever read. Again, that's why it's demonized. That's why everybody's been told that church, corporate organized religion, is the same as the Bible. It is not. The Bible stands alone. Churches have their own doctrine. What does the Bible say? Never, ever add anything, especially a fiction, a doctrine, to this book. Think about it, folks. Think about it. All right. So, what? Let me read out of the Nevada State Constitution, okay? Now, keep in mind, this Constitution, I believe, was created, it was right after the Civil War, like 1964, 65, can't remember. This is going to be the most important thing you've ever heard, and it's something that you've never read in your own Constitution, although it's right there for you to read. The difference between Nevada's Constitution and most of the other ones is that it is actually spelled out. They actually were very honest and open in this Constitution. And this applies to all states, as it talks about in this Constitution. This is straight out of the Nevada Constitution, folks. A state that has something like, I don't know, 50% federal lands, 70% federal lands, I can't remember. Section 2 is the purpose of government. What is the purpose of government? Section 2. The purpose of government, paramount allegiance to United States. All political power. Now, here's where it gets tricky, because this sounds so romantic at first. All political power is inherent in the people. Now, that statement alone, folks, tricks you into thinking it's talking about you as a man. It's not. Political power is not real. It is artificial. It is de facto. It is a fiction of law. All political power is inherent in the people. Remember, who are the people? It's not you. It's not you, because you are torn all of your power, any power that you might have, your political power that would be inherent, you give that to your legislature. And then you complain that they screw you every legislative session. It goes on. Government is instituted for the protection, security, and benefit of the people. Ah, who's the people, folks? Who do you think they're protecting? They're protecting themselves from you. That's why you have a military occupying your state and police. And they have the right to alter or reform the same whenever the public good may require it. Who has the right? The people? We're not the people anymore. We gave up that. We're not people. You wouldn't want, you know, technically, if you look up the definition of people, you wouldn't want to be people, because it refers to common, vulgar, massive illiterates, and even Gentiles out of Webster's 1828. That's right. You must be governed. You're beasts if you're just the common people. It's not a good word. Quit using it. And we the people in the Constitution and we the people in the states had nothing to do with anybody except those people who were claiming to be the people at that time. That's why they capitalized the word people in the Constitution. Proper noun. All right, folks, we'll be back. Stay tuned.
Recent events have shown just how vulnerable we are to deadly viruses, bacteria, and fungus. These diseases are all caused by infectious pathogens that often get the upper hand on conventional medical treatments. Now more than ever, there's a great need for a product that will help protect us. Look no further. Supernatural Silver can provide immune system support to help fight off these deadly pathogens. Supernatural Silver is a new and vastly improved type of silver solution that's safe and extremely effective against 143 types of bacteria, both forms of viruses, mold, and yeast. Supernatural Silver can be taken orally or used topically and can be used in a nebulizer or vaporizer for inhalation. With over 180 scientific studies by independent universities, hospitals, and research institutions, Supernatural Silver is a powerful weapon against disease. Go to supernaturalsilver.com and use the promo code SILVER20. 2014 for 20% off your entire order. Give you and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.
Your money. What is it worth today? A $100 bill in 1913 is worth only $2 today. So now, your money is just about worthless, and the Fed will continue printing more and more of it. But what if you could turn it around, $1 at a time, and make your money worth more than it is now? How? By acquiring gold before your paper money is totally worthless. But how can you afford gold at today's prices? By buying it 1 gram at a time. And this is so important because gold is the future. For as little as $65, you can begin trading your almost worthless currency for something real. Something you can hold. Carat bars, which keep their value, can be stored securely, and are easily accessible. Just like a savings account, but a savings account backed by your gold. Carat Bars International, a savings account you can count on. For more information, please click on the Carat Bars banner ad at republicbroadcasting.org. Again, that's the Carat Bars banner ad at republicbroadcasting.org. And start saving now.
Did you know there are 3 million edible food plants on Earth, and none have the nutritional value of the hemp plant? HempUSA.org offers you hemp protein powder. It does not contain chemicals or THC, is non-GMO, and is 100% gluten-free. Hemp protein powder burns fat, builds muscle, contains 53% protein, and feeds the body the nutrients it needs. Call 888-910-4367 and see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you. Only at HempUSA.org.
Earthquakes, hurricanes, nuclear accidents, terror attacks, and all-out social collapse. With the world today more volatile than ever, the future has never looked more uncertain. Survivalist Magazine is the one resource you can't afford to be without. Claim your free trial subscription now at www.survivalist.com, and your first issue ships immediately. Get all the details and more at www.survivalist.com or order by phone. Call 1-866-437-6570. Your survival may depend on it.
Americans are reeling from Obamacare, higher prices, and an epidemic of policy lapses. AsiaRunLikeHellGuide.com has you covered. World-class medical and surgery at one of Asia's most modern hospitals. 300 doctors, surgeons, and dentists serving 300,000 patients a year. Fractions of U.S. prices. Friends or family forced to go out of pocket? Avoid bankruptcy. Tell them to run. Run like hell. Hit us up now. We'll show you how. AsiaRunLikeHellGuide.com.
Hi, my name is David Merlin from TakeFromCaesar.us. Income is defined in the tax code. All property is a cost, including labor, according to statute. You're deprived of the provisions of Section 83 whenever you pay an income tax on your compensation. According to Section 83, only the excess over the amount paid is gross income. The government can't so much as provide an interpretation of Section 83 of its own. Get your paradigm shift and understanding today at TakeFromCaesar.us.
We are back, and we are quickly running out of time, so I need another 2 or 3 hours to really go over all the stuff I intended. I wanted to get to the Libra code today, but I'm going to give you a homework assignment. Go read the Libra code. The Libra code. It's part of U.S. code as well. It's been codified in a sort of strange way. It is still in effect. It is the rules of occupation. It is... because we are a militarily occupied nation. And if you read those, you will understand exactly what it means to be under a de facto military dictatorship. Is the president a dictator? Sure. Is Congress a dictator? Absolutely. They dictate the law. Oh, no. 538 or 36 people, whatever, you can't call that a dictator? Absolutely I can. They dictate the law, folks. And they back it up by military. That's a dictator. Of course, we volunteer to follow it, so can't really say much about that. Let's go on. Section 2, Purpose of Government, Paramount Allegiance to the United States. Here's what it says, folks. I want you to listen to this so carefully. This is right out of the Constitution of Nevada, applying to all states. But the permanent allegiance of every citizen, is due to the federal government. Forget the state. It's due to the federal government and the exercise of all its constitutional powers as the same have been or may be defined by the Supreme Court of the United States. And no power exists, listen carefully, No power exists in the people of this or any other state of the Federal Union to dissolve their connection therewith or perform any act tending to impair, subvert, or resist the supreme authority of the government of the United States. No secession, folks. The Constitution of the United States confers full power on the federal government to maintain and perpetuate its existence. And whenever and whensoever any portion of the state or people thereof attempt to secede from the federal union, there's your word, secession, secede. Whenever any portion of the states, any portion of the states or people thereof attempt to secede from the federal union or forcibly resist the execution of its laws, that's the executive branch, the federal government may, by warrant of this Constitution, employ armed force in compelling obedience to its authority. Do you understand? That's peace. Peace is nothing but the threat of war to maintain civil law, which is a de facto government acting as if it is legitimate. It is a simulacrum, a simulation of the real. We live under a color, under the fiction of law, and we suffer because of it. Because of all the reasons I just read out of the Bible that tell us not to do these things. Now, what happened after the Civil War? Andrew Johnson, I suggest people go read Proclamation. That's Presidential Proclamation 157, declaring that peace, order, tranquility, and civil authority now exists in and throughout the whole of the United States of America, August 20th, 1866. And this is directed at you, Texas. I mentioned you in the first place. I want to make sure that you hear this, because you were the last state to fall, probably because you were just the furthest away from that central government, that military force. I know that you have that patriotism, that religion of patriotism, but the truth is, you are just as occupied and not allowed to secede as anyone else out here. The only thing that you actually accomplished was to not give up your unappropriated lands from the Enabling Act when you had to recreate the state. That's the only thing you accomplished, really. I respect the hell out of Texas. I gotta be honest with you. I'm up in Utah. I don't respect Utah at all. But Texas is pretty high on my list of states to respect. However, you have a lot of mythology that needs to be dispelled. Let me read you Proclamation 157. These are just some of the excerpts. Okay? And did further declare. So this is the Proclamation of Peace. Remember that. So did further declare in the same proclamation that it is the manifest determination of the American people that no state of its own will has a right or power to go out of or separate itself from or be separated from the American Union, and that therefore each state ought to remain and constitute an integral part of the United States, that corporation. And did further declare in the same last mentioned proclamation that the several aforementioned states excepting Texas, but of course this is the proclamation that all states, so this was before Texas fell, had in the manner an aforesaid given satisfactory evidence that they acquiesce in this sovereign and important resolution of national unity. Yeah, you hold a gun to someone's face, a boot on their neck, they're gonna conform and acquiesce. Whereas the President of the United States in the same proclamation did further declare that it is believed to be a fundamental principle of government that the people who have revolted and who have been overcome and subdued, that's you, Texas, and every other state, all people, must either be dealt with so as to induce them voluntarily to become, quote-unquote, friends, or else they must be held by absolute military power, or devastated so as to prevent them from ever again doing harm as enemies, which last named policy is abhorrent to humanity and to freedom. Of course, that's political freedom. Don't forget, rats in a cage. So you should be devastated if you don't agree with the federal United States, do you understand? If you don't agree with the Central Corporation, 10 miles square, then you need military power. That is the state we are in. That's why military bases are posted all throughout the United States. The Lieber Code states that a country, a state, same thing, is occupied by the, it's under martial law by the presence of a military base. That's it. That is how you know you're under martial law under Lieber Code. Further, whereas the president did further declare that standing armies, we can skip that one. Whereas subsequently to the said second day of April 1866, the insurrection in the state of Texas has been completely and everywhere suppressed and ended, and the authority of the United States has been successfully and completely established in the said state of Texas, and now remains therein unresisted and undisputed. And such of the proper United States officers as have been duly commissioned within the limits of that state are now in the undisturbed exercise of their official functions as lackeys of the United States. Whereas, adequate provision has been made by military orders to enforce the execution of the acts of Congress. You don't have a choice, folks. You're acting as persons, but even if you decide that you don't want to, they're going to come after you in the military. To enforce the execution of the acts of Congress, aid the civil authorities, and secure obedience to the Constitution and laws of the United States within the state of Texas, if a resort to military force for such purpose should at any time become necessary. You want to know, Texas, your relationship to the United States? You're under military occupation, bound by the Lieber Code, in a de facto, executively enforced military occupation. That is what Texas is. I'm sorry to be the bearer of bad news, but you better read this for yourself. Now, therefore, I, Andrew Johnson, President of the United States, do hereby proclaim and declare that the insurrection, which heretofore existed in the state of Texas, is at an end, and is to be henceforth so regarded in that state as in the other states before named, in which the said insurrection was proclaimed to be at an end by the aforesaid proclamation of the second day of April 1866. And I do further proclaim that the said insurrection is at an end, and that peace, order, and tranquility and civil authority now exist in and throughout the whole of the United States of America. Folks, you know where the civil law came from? It was created by the Church of Rome. That's where civil law actually came from. They did that to separate ecclesiastical law and, other things. Folks, this is the reality. This is what we are living in. Go read the Lieber Code. Understand what is happening. I wanted to mention, I'm speaking at the Free Your Mind Conference coming up in April. It's freeyourmindconference.com, I believe. That's being hosted by several good people, Larkin Rose, etc., Bob Tuscan. I'm writing a book currently as well. It's called Straw Man, The Real Story of Your Artificial Person. That'll be out in April, hopefully, as well. All my other research and movies is free. Look out for Citizen Enslavement, as soon as possible. It'll be a while. Thanks for letting me enter your minds today. Take care. With finance.